Do we have a motion? Vincent?
Thank you, Mayor. At this time, I would motion to select Rebecca Polizzato as our new city manager.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Discussion? Anybody? Mark?
Thank you, Mayor. It was a really tough decision. We were blessed to have some awesome candidates. Colin, the headhunting firm, did an outstanding job. It wasn't easy. There was, out of four outstanding candidates, in my mind, two really rose to the top. And we've got some folks in the audience, staff, all of us, anybody that met Rebecca Polizzato. The feedback I got was we were all impressed. She's had a remarkable career. She's a gifted communicator. I think she will really fill the role here of city manager in a very effective way, and I'm excited about the motion and the second, and I'm excited to vote in favor of her.
Councilman Todd.
Yeah, I'll speak to the motion again. Councilmember Bond said a lot of the same things. I think just an excellent fit with this particular candidate. They are all very capable, technically capable of doing the job. But I think the fit for me was best with Rebecca Polizzato. Highly intelligent, excellent communicator, strives for excellence in the things she does. I think that's going to be a great motivator for us all to step up our game. I'm excited about somebody coming from out of town who's got maybe some different questions she's going to ask, and maybe they won't always be things that are comfortable for all of us, but I think the opportunity to have some discussions about different things and different things we can challenge ourselves to do is going to be great. I think she's going to build collaborative relationships with council, with the community, and with staff, and I'm excited about working with her. So I would recommend a vote. Yes vote. Thanks.
Councilwoman Michelson.
Thank you, Mayor. After much research, conversation, community input, one-on-ones, and an all-day event last Friday talking to all the candidates, I also am going to be supporting Rebecca Polizzato as our new, hopefully, city manager. She seemed to really want to fit in with the atmosphere and the everything that the city of Mill Creek has, and I felt really comfortable with her that she'll transition very well. So she did her homework. She asked a lot of really telling questions that showed she did her homework. She listened to tapes. She read minutes. And I'm very impressed with her skill set. And I'll be happy to be supporting the motion on the table. Thank you.
Okay, well, I'd just like to add my comments that Rebecca is an absolutely amazing candidate. I mean, we're so lucky to have her. She wants to be here. She is extraordinarily talented. She worked her way up through the ranks. I mean, she started out as a patrol officer, put herself through school, got a law degree, and has had an enormously successful career. She's very strong on economic development, and that's something that Mill Creek needs. What particularly impressed me was her statement that she would offer the council all the options, she would make a recommendation, and then whatever decision the council made, she would carry it out enthusiastically and expect her staff to do so also. And I think that she's going to be a stabilizer. I think that she's creative, and I think Mill Creek has a wonderful future with her. So, Mayor Pro Tem Holtzclaw.
I, too, am going to be supporting this motion. To be candid, when in January the schedule that was put in front of us had us hopefully making a decision on who to select by mid-April, I was hopeful but skeptical that we'd be here today. We had a pretty exhaustive process. We had, I think, over 60 candidates apply. I think our consultant did a fantastic job of bringing us a pool of very well-qualified candidates. I echo all the comments that we've heard already. this was a hard decision. It was very hard to separate the four finalists that we brought brought into town to interview. But I think for me, what comes down to is, although they all made a favorable impression, the impression that stood out was made both with the public at the community meeting, at the staff, to the staff in their meetings, as well as the 11 hours or so that we spent with the candidates on Friday in the panel interviews and in our one-on-ones. And I think we couldn't go wrong with any of the candidates, but I will believe that the choice, the motion that's in front of us now is the candidate that can best lead us forward right now. So I will be supporting the motion.
Anybody else?
Yes. Thanks, Mayor. It's hard to tack on to what everyone else has already said. What I was thinking has already been spoken. Several of the reasons I'll be supporting this motion as well are comments from the public, from what I've heard, feedback from our citizens, our staff, very important. The interviews spoke for themselves. The resume, fantastic resume. Her displayed enthusiasm for our city, what she had to say, the research that she did, her ideas of what she can do when she first get here, very impressive, and her track record of innovation. Very impressed with all of those things, and that's why I'll be supporting this motion. Thank you.
Okay, so everybody's spoken. We have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Passes unanimously. Now we have to... Okay, now we have to deal with the employment contract. You haven't seen in the audience, but we have got numerous comps from different cities. They were provided by AWC, the Association of Washington Cities, comparable jobs, comparable populations, and, well, lots of numbers. Oops. So with that, do we have a motion to set a salary and begin negotiations? We need a motion, a second, and then we'll have a conversation.
I'll take a crack at it, and I'll ask the city attorney to step in and clarify anything I mess up. But I would move that we authorize the city attorney and our consultant, Colin, how do you pronounce his name?
Bainziger,
to negotiate a contract of employment with Ms. Palazzotto. That starts with a base salary of $150,000 per year, offers $10,000 for relocation expenses, and is consistent with the other terms of employment as has been in the prior contracts in the past contracts for the prior city managers.
We have a second?
I had my light on. That's why I turned it on. I would like to second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Discussion.
Did you want to go?
I have a thought, but I don't care when I share it.
Well, your motion, your second, you go first if you like.
Thank you, Councilmember Todd. So $150,000 is a lot of money, and I can appreciate that. I've read some articles in the press when people are responding to salaries of CEOs and city officials and stuff, and they seem kind of high, and there's some sticker shock. But the truth is that to get a person of this level of this skill set, this is the going wage. This isn't unreasonable. I support it. In the past, I think we've sometimes considered money, maybe tried to save money, and I don't know that it's always worked out how we thought it would. This is reasonable, and she's a candidate worthy of this level of compensation.
Councilman Todd.
Thank you. Similar comments. I think that we put it out there in the recruiting brochure as a range from 120 to 160. We knew the 120 was probably in the low end of things, but 160 is what we felt if we had potentially some lateral moves among other city managers we know around here. And so this is within that range. And like Councilmember Bond said, this sometimes you go like, oh, that's a lot of money. But I think the right person will save us money in the long run. If we get the right person and have the right relationship, this is money well spent. this is a little bit more than our previous city manager made, but I think we're going to expect a lot more out of this person. I think we're going to get a lot more out of this person. And I think having somebody who comes here and is well compensated and wants to be in it for the long haul is good. And that's one of the things this candidate told us during the interviews, was they're looking at a 5, 7-year, 10-year kind of commitment. And so I think we want to start off on in a place that makes somebody able to live in the expensive Puget Sound region. It's expensive in Alaska where she's coming from, but it's not a cheap place here either. So I think that's an appropriate salary, hopefully, to attract her to come here. I was going to speak to the relocation allowances, too. I think that's a reasonable number. I think what we're talking about is a flat rate kind of thing. Here's $10,000, and be frugal and prudent in terms of how you spend that money to get your stuff down here. I don't have any personal experience. I think that's a reasonable amount for somebody who's coming down from Alaska, but our hope is that that works out well. Again, it's important that that person's able to get here and set up household, which I think they're excited to do, because I saw them looking around town when they were in town for those couple of days. Thanks.
Councilmember Kelly, then Cavallari.
Thank you, Mayor. Agreed. I think that this annual salary figure is steep. However, I think based on what I've learned from this candidate over our interview process, what I've heard from the public, her depth of experience, her sense of direction for the city, her proven willingness to work with people through issues, I think this is money well spent. I will support this motion, and I sincerely hope that our candidate will agree with this.
Councilmember Cavallari.
Thank you, Mayor. I will also be supporting this motion. I'm always of the firm belief that if you're going to go for the best of the best, then they deserve a fairly compensated wage. And her credentials speak for themselves. And some of her track record speaks for itself. She has done it all. She brings some new talents to the city I don't think we've seen before in the city manager position, which I can think only would benefit. I don't see a downside here, so I'll be supporting.
Thank you. Councilwoman Michelson?
Thank you. I will also be supporting the motion for the $150,000 and the $10,000 moving expense. We had a range that we advertised. It's within our range. She is moving lock, stock, and barrel, moving her family down there. She needs to, in order to be happy taking this job, she needs to be compensated for that expense. So I'm very much in support of the motion on the table, and I will be supporting it.
Brian?
I can't say anything more than what's already been said. It's within the range. It's consistent with the comps, and sometimes you have to pay to get the best talent, and I think this is a reasonable offer to make for her to step in as this role as our city manager. So
I'd just like to add that I'm very pleased that Rebecca and her family were already house hunting in Mill Creek. It will be nice to have a city manager who lives here and is a member of our community, and I know her family is looking forward to participating in our community, and I'm absolutely willing to pay this price, and I certainly hope that she accepts our contract. It's in the best interest of the city, and I think it's an amazing new era for Mill Creek. So with that, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Passes unanimously. Is there anything else we need to do tonight? Shane?
No, I don't think so. I'll talk to the city manager regarding contacting the candidate, but I think that Colin and I will try to contact her tonight.
Hey, that would be great. We'd certainly like to begin moving forward as soon as possible. Yes, Mike.
We did not put a start date in there. I think our assumption is as soon as possible, but I think when Colin and Shane are talking to the candidate, of course we'd love to hear what
What works?
What works. Obviously.
What works, and hopefully sooner the better.
Yeah.
Yeah, and without putting you in a position to negotiate, I think the sense, I'm going to put this out there and counsel, tell me if I'm wrong, I think our sense is if there was a tapering period where she needs to taper off of what she's doing in Alaska and wants to taper in here, I'd be open to that kind of arrangement. You know, a week here, week there, week here, week there. If she needs to finish something in Alaska, I don't want her to button up every last thing in Alaska and show up here August 1st. For instance, and I have no idea what her expectation is, but I think we are willing to work with her on getting her down here and in the chair and getting going, particularly with our finance director potentially retiring one of these days soon. So I think I'm anxious to get going.
Yeah, as part of my discussion in our one-on-one interview, I asked her when she could start. And I asked all the candidates, and she thought that if she gave 30 days notice, and again, she's not going to abandon her people, which we wouldn't want, but she would be hopeful that maybe she could start as soon as June 1st, which would be fabulous news.
Thank you.
So, okay. Next, the last thing is audience communication. Betty, have anything to say to the council? Going once, twice? With that, we are adjourned. Thank you very much to everybody for coming.